Sim Tuf Yud Zayin Sif Beis Yechidim Atzrichim L'motu B'Moysacham. There is individuals who need rain, and it's the summertime. So Ein Shalom Nosev Birchas Hashanim. They don't add it into Birchas Hashanim and say Talamotu Livracha. They say the same bracha, but Ela B'Shemei Tefillah. In Shemei Tefillah, a person's able to add in personal needs, so it's a personal need. I need rain, so I can ask for it. Not worse than anybody else. I feel ear gedola kininve, a eretz achas kula, a tremendously large city, or a full country. Could go in my smorad bichlola, my ashkenaz bichlola. So the Spain needs rain. All of Spain needs rain. All of Germany needs rain. Still ki yechidim dom, but they have a din of yechidim. And therefore, b'shemeya tefillah, they ask for rain in shemeya tefillah. Umiyu, im eretz achas kula, atzicha motor b'moysachama. In that country, which needs rain, the whole country needs rain. And if in that situation, toa bo yochid, b'shol motor b'birchas hashanim. If he did ask for rain in birchas hashanim, so then, according to the Rush. A whole country does ask in Birchas Hashanah, so you can't tell them to go daven again, because according to Rush, he said did the right thing. Right? It's a summertime, you're not supposed to say "Vesei Talamotu Livracha." But according to the Rush, if you have a whole city which needs, you do ask in Birchas Hashanah. So what do you do? Klaus Mispala Bataris Nadova, Beloy Sheila Birchas Hashanah. He's not mechuyev to go back, because according to the Rosh, what he did was correct. But if he does want to go back, what he could do is do it b'taras nedava. Because according to the Rosh, you're not allowed to go back. You there's nothing wrong. You were yotzei your tefillah, so why are you going back? So according to the Rosh, you can't go back. So therefore, all you can do is go is daven b'taras nedava. Okay. Ain Sherlin Oso, Sif Kotten Ches. Vatis the command, Simon Kupites, the Mahoyat Sarah, the Farnosa, Omer Birchas Hashanah. If a person has a need for Parnosa, he can ask for it in Birchas Hashanah. So the Chor asking for rain shouldn't be any worse than asking for Parnosa. Shani Parnosa, Shudover, Tsarah, Kol, Vain, Hezekl, Shumodan. Parnosa is something which is proper to do. A person needs Parnosa. So Motor, there's a mile in the Chasor. Then there are some places rain is not good for them. They need Dafka dry. It should be dry. So asking for Motor would be considered a Hezek. Whereas Parnosa, we're not saying any Bakasha of Parnosa is not a problem. B'Shemeya Tefillah. You ask for it in Shemeya Tefillah. Near the Lefizeb. The Kol Shekhen Sheyesh on Lishol Motor B'Shemeya Tefillah. Achazayim Racheshvin, Obein Pesach Matzeris, Machemus Atzichim Lekach. So, if you can ask for it in the summertime, so for sure you can ask for it, Obein Pesach Matzeris, which there are places where that would be normal to do, or Achazayim Racheshvin, which again, Eretz Yisrael, that's normal to make such a request. Now, Tefillah B'Tkuvas Tamuz, the Simaklolahim, Shalom B'Shemeya Tefillah. If you feel that you have a need for rain, you can ask in Shemeya Tefillah, even though it's quote-unquote a Siman Klola, but right now we need. So if you're talking about a time where it's not perceived as a Siman Klola, so for sure you can ask. Kozabatas. Hodezibur mutterli hispala b'Shemeya Tefillah means everybody in the whole Tzibur is asking for rain in Shemeya Tefillah. Hainu kishmispala balachas. That each person individually has a right that they add into his Shemoneh Esrei a bakasha. Abal yomer oisar shechtimer b'kol rama filah b'shemeh tefillah. But the Taz says, well, you can't have the shatz in the chazaras hashatz making a hoisofa into shemeh tefillah and asking for a personal need. Okay. Menegenu kayom shomer shechtimer b'shemeh tefillah. The In the case you have a community which really needs rain. So there are, it's printed in the Siddur, there are different things that the Chazon would add, right? The Chazon would add into even Chazor Sashat. We do add it, not like the Taz. But we don't use, we say Talamot to the Baruch, we use other language. So, and there are bakoshes that we say, there is tefillahs that they would have to say to daven for rain. Chazam Yisbal, so Sif Katan Yud. So if he wants, he can be mitzbal with Tarz and Davo. Marsha Sim called tefillahs. So this person asked, we say Talamotu Livrocha in Birchaz Hashem. So we said, and the whole country needs rain. So according to the Rosh, what he did was proper. He's supposed to ask for rain over there. According to all the Rishonim, what he did was improper. So according to the Rosh, he can't go back and daven again, because he did the right thing. So what can he do? What he can do is a daven again, but hearst and daven. Okay, now, that zot the Shabura, we told him a case was that he finished davening. Was the act of his spell on the Adava, but in the Tchila Satvila, then he davens again a second time as an Adava. However, so if a person realizes, he said, we say, tell him what to the Bracha in the summer. So normally the Lachos, you go back to Bracha Zashanim and you correct. You say it again without asking for rain. And you read from there straight. So what can you do over here? You can say, listen, according to the Rosh, I had the key to go back. What I did was proper. I asked for rain in Birchas Hashanah, and the whole country needed rain, so that's what you're supposed to do. According to the Rishonim, what I did was improper. So I'll go back and I'll daven those brachas as a nadava. Nadava can't be half of a Shemoneh Esrei. The beginning of Shemoneh Esrei was a Chiyuv, and the second part is a nadava. That doesn't make any sense. What you can do is daven a separate Shemoneh Esrei as an adult. The assigned to Tila called Tfilos of Echach, you have to be spelled of Torah. You can't go back. You have to finish your daven and then daven a second time as an adult. But he's not mechuyev to go back. Zok the Ramah, that what the Rosh says, if you want to, you can go back. But you're not mechuyev to. I'm real. Lachadin lo hoya tzirus kishamim shal matar b'vidin usedim pesach v'atzeres tzarech b'vidin alachshol dispalah b'taras tadom. So there are some. The Beis Yosef learns in the Rosh that the Rosh only meant his halacha that you ask for rain if a whole country needs rain. You ask for rain as in its insertion in Birchas Hashanah. We say talamot to the bracha in a case where it was a state of drought that the rain was not falling for a long period of time. But if just the general level, this is a country who needs rain, they need rain this time of year. Now, even the Rosh agrees that you don't ask for rain over there, you'd ask it in Shemaya Tefillah. When do you ask it in Berachas Hashanah? When there's a Tziris Kishamim, the rain is being withheld. So, Zot, the Mishabura, if you understand like that pshat, means even the Rosh, which you're relying on not to go back, is questionable whether he holds you supposed to go back in the situation. So we're there because of that doubt. Everybody would agree that you'd be mechuyev to daven again as an adava because of the possibility that even the Rosh holds what you're doing is wrong. If there's no atzeres kesham. Okay. The person asks for rain in the summer, so the law is he has to correct it by going back to the bracha and saying it without the request for rain. Okay. So the Mishabur Yudbeis Motar. Whether you ask for tal is irrelevant. We're saying tal motar the bracha. We're saying motar the bracha. The towel is not the issue. The issue is the mutter. Bimosacham. Only Abba Sivkat Nukim, Yira Alavayim Bir Alocha, Dim Shal Motor Achar Achag. I've cut him Shishim Yom, the Tkuva of Medina, Hatsichim and the Motor Betchilas of Kharev, Shalat Sis Pelarach Betar Sintam. If you ask the rain in a place which needs rain, earlier in the winter, before the calculation of the 60 days after the Tzkufa, so then you go back and repeat, you repeat Petaras Nadav. Okay. Mazir Nasai. He has to go back. It means repeat. Sahainu imokar ragla v'chosu v'shatvila. It means if he completed Shemoneh Esrei with this improper request for rain, he has to go back and say Shemoneh Esrei over again. Mimlo yokar ragla. If he did not finish Shemoneh Esrei, so then he's chosu tchilas birchas Hashanim. He goes back to the bracha birchas Hashanim to bereich aleinu Hashem alkeinu es Hashanah azos. And he says the whole bracha again, this time without the insertion of rain. Now, a person said, Baruch Baruch Aleinu, and he asked for saying, tell him what to the bracha, Alpaneo, the moment, Sabeinu Mitzvecha, and he realizes, I asked the rain, it's the summertime, so what does he do? So go back to the same tal and say the same bracha. No, you go back to the beginning of the bracha. You go back to the beginning. Okay. So the birulach over here, it's the last three words on the page of Kuf Mem Dal Roman Aleph. Yimshal Malter Ayin. So he said you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Now, v'imloy hisko, he didn't do that. The person said, "V'sein tell him what to the bracha." And then he goes, "Oy vey." So he goes back. He says, "V'sein bracha." He goes back to the v'sein bracha. He was supposed to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Baruch Aleinu. He didn't do that. He started the v'sein bracha again. Okay. If you realize the tech the deeper of your mistake, so you corrected it immediately. So you would say, "El afilu im laachar kach kadei deeper hisl b'sem bracha." Or Baruch Hashem saying, "No time b'sem bracha yotze b'diyev." So the Chayyim says, "B'diyev." If you didn't go back to the beginning of the bracha, you started from the same bracha and you went further from that point, you'd be yotze. Shimon pointed out by Mashi Veruach and Moran Goshen that if a person in the wintertime when he's supposed to say Mashi Veruach and Moran Goshen, he forgot Mashi Veruach and Moran Goshen, he can insert Mashi Veruach and Moran Goshen anywhere in the bracha. If he said Mashi Veruach and Moran Goshen in the summer when he should not have done so, he didn't say Moran at all instead. So he has to go back to the beginning of the paragraph. It's not toward Gibor. So he says, so what's the difference? Why over here you just insert it as is, and over here you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha?
Because you have the same bracha to say over here.
So yes. So the Mishabur explains before that in a case where you were lacking something, you can insert it later in the bracha. You forgot, you didn't say Mashi Baruch Hamar Degoshem, so you'll say Mashi Baruch Hamar Degoshem later in the bracha. There was no specific place in the bracha, which Chazal said you must say. But over here is the opposite. You need to correct something that you should not have said. You said Mashi Baruch Hamar Degoshem in the summer when you're not supposed to. So how are you going to remove that? The way you remove that is by starting the bracha over again and not saying Mashi Baruch Hamar Degoshem. So you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. So now here this person asked the same tell them what to the bracha. So based on that point, you get to Birchas Hashanim, the person asked him to tell them what when he wasn't supposed to in the summertime. So that you have something in the bracha which you should not be there. The only way you're going to remove that is by going back to the beginning of the bracha and saying it again without that insertion. Without saying talamotim. Right? So, that's why you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. He says, but in the Bidiyavid, if you didn't go back to the beginning of the bracha, you went back to the same, you said the same bracha, not the same talamotim of the bracha, you've corrected, again, that would be a way to correct the mistake. So Bidiyavid holds at least that you should answer with that.
She only went back to as far as the same
book. Correct. Okay. Dalit. The person did not ask for rain when he's supposed to. Before we discussed it.
Well, the Tov was like the end of a sentence. It's the end of a sentence, and then the same book is the beginning of a new sentence.
You could argue like that, but the reason why Mishnah Berurah holds it's only Bidiyavid, because again, the problem is this bracha had something there we shouldn't have there. And the correct way to correct it is by saying the bracha again without it. So you have to say the bracha again. That's a logic the Mishnah Berurah said before. Right. The only way you can correct it, Mishnah Berurah says, is by starting over again with the bracha and saying it without it. That's how you correct by the improper insertion. So we hear also, theoretically, that's what you should do. And that's the chachil of what you have to do. But yeah, but if you say the same bracha, and then continued from there, you'd be yerchur. Okay. Here, our fellow didn't ask for rain in the Masa Gshamim. Im lo shol motu b'masa Gshamim machzir v'nosoy af al pisha shol al tal. He said b'sein tal livrocha. He should have said b'sein tal umotu livrocha. He just said b'sein tal livrocha. So he asked for tal, but he didn't ask for rain. I'm sorry, no, you must ask for rain. And if he has to go back and correct it, I will im loy, I will im shol motu b'loy tal im azir nosoy. But all the way around, the person just said b'sein motu, didn't say b'sein tal umotu, he just said b'sein motu livrocha, he'd be yotze. Because the mice, he asked for motu. Okay. Sivkot and tezov, im loy shol. The person did not ask for rain, we must have shaman. Even though he asked for tal, doesn't help. I'm going to run Mishar Chuba the Chosu Dim. This is kind of a Hiskel of Tzchaba Shafer. Armor Shom. Yusim Kufi Dal Bebir Lacha. Dibra Matzu Lachasima. Herachlu Bezeh. Uber'arno the Yosu Toyim Shiemer Be'Shemeya Tefila. But this is Yetzu the Kuliyam. Okay, that's what I said over there. Adam and Tzosi Bezeh Rikitsa Shulchan Aruch Chaposa Gam Kein Hachi. That it's better to say it in Shemaya Tefillah. V'im nizkar kadam shesim brachos hashanim yemer v'malkam shenizkar. If you realize before the end of the brachos, you ask for it now. Ach, im nizkar achar kashanim ha-tevois, over rechshar zel kashanim ha-tevois, yachshar yemer v'rechshar zel kashanim ha-tevois, kedei sheyemein ha-chasima, tzabal ha-chasima, tev yoshel sheyaskal v'seit al-motor, v'yigmer k'seir. Okay. So in the case where in the wintertime you should have asked for sin talamotah and you forgot to do so. That's what's going on. He was loy shal motah b'mersek shalom. He should have been asking for rain and he didn't. So again, so they, over here, you do not need to put it exactly in order. You can go back to what you... You're holding later in the bracha. Right, you realize. So right there, you say b'sein talamot to the bracha al panei adam. You already said b'sein bracha, b'sein talamot to the bracha. I'm now adding in a b'kasher for talamot in birchas hashanah. And again, there's no specific place where Chazal said it must be. The only thing is, you can't add it in between the. We have a general rule that when you have a chasim under the bracha, you want to sort of review the idea of what the chasim is talking about before you say it. So we're chayzer minyan a bracha before the chasim. So here is the bakash is mavarech hashanim. So therefore, mavarech hashanim. So that is the last thought before the bracha. So I realize I didn't say b'sein tal motu. Here I come along and I say, right, a reaction of the kashin of the voice, b'sein tal motu livrocha. And then I said, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. It doesn't fit. Your goal is to have what's immediately prior to the bracha, and what the bracha and what's immediately prior to the bracha are talking about the same idea. Over Reish Hashem, Kashim, and Tavoyis, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. That fits, right? Right, so the idea of the chasima is set immediately prior to the chasima. Kibbeit Shechem, Arba Kafos, Oretz, right? Right? So you're saying that idea immediately beforehand. So if you realize you forgot Sitalamot to the Bracha, at that point, you would ask Sitalamot to the Bracha, and then you would repeat again over Eshna Shadaka Shinim at the voice, Bracha to Hashem, Bracha Hashem. But he said that the best idea really is to go back to say Talamot to the Bracha and say the whole paragraph properly. Now the first half of the Mishnah Berurah says, so let's talk about that case. So we discussed, as I did before, there's a machloikis. If a person finished the Bracha and then not proceed with the next Bracha, what is his status? Is his status that he's still in bracha number one, or is it Allah, he's considered he's right now in bracha number two? So I finished Borech Aleinu, but I did not start the Kabbalah Shofar. Baruch Ata Hashem, Mevarech Hashanim. The person did not say any more words yet. And he realizes that he forgot. So what do you do? So if I'm still in the middle of the bracha, calls when I have not started the next bracha, it's called I'm still part of this bracha. So I say, we say, Talamot to the bracha right now. If you consider that as soon as I say, Mavarech Hashanim, Baruch Ado Hashem, Mavarech Hashanim, the bracha is done. I even without saying the next word to Kav. But the bracha is done. So what are you inserting? There's nothing to insert. So he says that he brings on the Shari, the Magen Rambam Shari Tshuva says that you would say it there. I mean, since there are shittas which hold you can say it there, you should say it there. The Shabur comes out, that's very nice, but according to the sheet is that it's too late, then it's not a hafsik. So, by the request of Birchas Hashanim, which is unique in the sense that you can add it in later on in Shonesim by Shemaya Tefillah, you could. So why are we going to get involved in the Mechlokas over here, whether it's considered part of the Bracha, and therefore you're able to go back, it's not part of the Bracha, and it's not extra words, it doesn't solve the problem anyway. So why should I rely on that? Just say it in Shemaya Tefillah. That's the Mishnah Berurah comes out.
Right, but it'd be the same reason you said earlier, because you didn't say it properly, as opposed to you said earlier, why can you add anywhere where you can?
So here we go in a case where there was a lack of an insertion, not you inserted incorrectly. There was a lack of insertion.
But you said it wrong. If you didn't insert it properly, you said it wrong. You didn't say what the bracha.
Okay, so that. Okay, for argument's sake, what we're saying that that's not necessarily true that you said the bracha incorrectly. You said the bracha correctly, but you were supposed to ask for something which you didn't ask for.
Oh, okay.
And so normally you say, well, there's only one place to ask for it, and that's right here, so you're forced to go back to ask for it. Well, but by this halacha, we have an option of asking for it later on in Shema Tefillah. So why should I get involved in trying to correct it now, and maybe not being successful and being just extra words? If I can say it over there, for sure it'll work. That was Mishnah Berurah's argument. Now, Mishnah Berurah did point out that where he doesn't say this is, and he says you should insert it over there. The person finished the bracha of Orcha to Hashem Mechayeh Hamisim. He didn't start a Tokadosh. And he realizes he forgot to say Talamot to the bracha. So in that situation, he would say it there, because if you don't say it there, you say if you're going to get say it, no, it's too late. It means you're about to get a Shemun Esrei. I'd rather, since there is really liquor than as you could say it right now, I'd rather not go back to the beginning of Shemun Esrei. I'd rather have just go back, just insert it right now. It's called part of the bracha still. The other example is Yalav Yovei. In a case where Yalav Yovei, not Rosh Chodesh night, but by Chol HaMoed or by Rosh Chodesh Beidei. It's Ma'akev. A person didn't say Yalav Yavod. He said, V'sech HaZen HaNeinu, Baruch Hashem HaMachad Yishkin HaSalat Tzion. He finished the bracha. He didn't say Moedim yet, didn't say the first word of Moedim yet, even. He didn't say the first syllable of Moedim yet. And he realized that he forgot Yalav Yalav. Mishra Baruch, you say Yalav Yalav right there. Because if you don't, you're forced to go back. So over there, if my choice is to go back, we can even bracha, make a bracha levatola, as it were, or insert it right now. Instead of on the sheet, you can insert it right now.
Insert it right now at the end of whatever, wherever.
Right there.
Before, after.
Before you start the next. Before you start the next bracha. But that's only Mishaburka, that's only in the gave by things which the lacha would be that you're mechiv, if you don't correct that you're mechiv to go back to the beginning. So I'd rather be samech on the sheet and like, have you not go back to the beginning and then make you go back to the beginning. But things with Bidi Evan, by Alanissim, which Bidi Evan, if a person forgot Alanissim, he doesn't go back. So Mishabur said, if a person said, forgot Alanissim, and he realizes they've got Alanissim. Then you can't insert Alanissim over there. Because Alanissim is not Ma'akabed Yevit, so why should we make or allow you to put all these extra words over here, which maybe is considered a hafsek? When the alternative is Bidi Evan, you're Yotze. But if the alternative is Bidi Evan, you're not Yotze, so I understand. Like, why is it? You know, don't insert and then maybe have given all the history of Hefzik. Instead, Bidi Evan, not Yotze. No, that's ridiculous. So I'd rather say that at least, according to one opinion, you can put it here, be Yotze, and not force you to go back and make a Bruchel of Atola. So that would make a nuance. So we say Talamot to the Rocha is somewhere in the middle. It's on which Bidi Evan is Ma'akev. On the other hand, you have another option what to do with it. You can say it's Shema Tefillah. So why should it be Makel, Mr. Bruce says, it's inserted here, when it's questionable. It's not like Alanissim, which like Bidi Evan, who we don't worry about at all. Bidi Evan, we do worry about it very much. But the Kiddush over here is you have another option. So like, why should I be lenient and rely on this issue, which is possibly a hafsik, when I can say it over there without any problems? Hey, Imoy Shaw Motor Vinitsky Karam Shemaya Tefillah. Person did not ask in the winter, he did not ask us until the Motor Divrocha. And he realizes before he gets to Shemaya Tefillah. Ein Machzir Nosoi. So then, in that situation, instead of making him go back to Baruch Aleinu, we say don't go back. And Vishal Bishmaya Tefillah. You ask in Shemaya Tefillah.
Where do you ask in Shemaya Tefillah?
Usually, people insert right before Ketoshemiyotvilasapchoyisoparachamim. Theoretically, you could say it earlier also, but that's pretty standard. I think it's up here. It's on a result, something like that. Okay. If this the situation was a situation where there was a tainus, and you're supposed to say anenu. And you also have this issue that you forgot Saint Talamotra Libroch and you're asking. So you asked for Saint Talamotra before Anenu. But if the person didn't realize that he forgot Saint Talamotra Libroch after Shemaya Tefillah. So he said, you should have asked for it in the Broch of Birchas Hashanah. Right? Broch number 9, right? I think it's Broch number 9, right? So you should have asked for it in number 9. Instead, we say, okay, if you didn't ask for it in number 9, we give you an option that you could ask for it in number 16. All right? Well, he didn't ask for it in number 16 either. He realized he gets number 17 and would say that he forgot in he didn't ask in Shemaya Tefillah either. So that's that situation. If the person caught it before he finished Manasseh, so he goes back to Berachah number 9, Berachah Zashah. V'imakar Raglov, if the person already finished Manasseh totally, so then Chayzul the Rosh Hatfilah, you have to dive in again. V'imhishlim Tvilos.
Yeah, but you know, the only thing I don't understand is if Mr. Boris says it's okay to say Shomei Tvila, it's not Ma'akev, right? But that's not the order of davening. You know, I mean, I understand it's not the order of davening. And somebody can say, well, if you forgot to say a regular bracha, it could fit somewhere else, you can say, right?
Okay, so that's a fair question. Again. So you see over here that, like, again, you see this idea that we don't look at it as that this is a chesor in the tefillah as much as this request that you were supposed to make you didn't make. So if the problem is you didn't make this request, then make the request later. The problem is that you didn't say the tefillah properly. Right. Then you're right. What is it? It doesn't help by saying Shema Tevilah.
So the fact you didn't say that for this particular thing, the fact you didn't say it properly is it's not the biggest hindrance, in other words.
Right. So we're not looking at that consider that the tefillah was an improperly worded tefillah, and therefore you have a problem which you need to correct. But rather, you didn't make the request you're supposed to make.
Right, okay.
So make the request later. This is Parshas of Machlokas Rishonim. In the cases where you're supposed to make, certain insertions, etc., whatever it is, and the person forgot them, is the pshat that really you davened, and you're yet to davening, but there's an insertion that you're supposed to ask for, something you're supposed to ask for, but you didn't do so, and the only way you can solve the problem is by davening again, because that must be said in the context of a tefillah. Not because that's intrinsically the tefillah was no good. Tefillah was good, but the request you're supposed to make, you didn't make, so you have to go make it again. And you got to make it again in the context of Shemoneh Esrei. So you daven the whole Shemoneh Esrei as a backdrop for the request. Or no, you didn't daven properly. If a person forgot El Yala V'Yava, and Rosh Chodesh, a person forgets Yala V'Yava, and Kol HaMoed, a person forgets Yala V'Yava, is the pshat that by doing so that you didn't daven, because you didn't say the words that you're supposed to say today, so that's like not davening. So of course you have to go back because you didn't daven. Or no, you davened. But you didn't make the request of Yalav Yalva, which you're supposed to make. And you could only say that request in the context of a daven. So that's the Machlokas Rishonim. The Pasuk is the same thing over here. Okay. So let's finish off the Mechaber. So now, if he did not finish Shemoneh Esrei, he goes back to Birchas Hashanah. If he did, he goes back to the beginning. Let's say the person is a person which, at the end of his davening, he normally makes personal requests. So that's like, for him, it's like he didn't finish davening yet. So you got two people davening, and for him, and then he never makes personal requests. His davening ends here. And this person who makes more requests, normally that's called his davening, because not finished yet. So it's a person who finished davening, and he doesn't normally make extra requests at the end. Even though he hadn't stepped back yet, he finished davening, and he has no intent, or he normally does not ask anymore. As soon as he finishes, even though he hasn't taken three steps back, it's kakur and domu, it has a loch as if he's taken three steps back, and he must go back and daven again. Excuse me. However, the flip side of that would be about a person who normally does make extra requests, for him, Shemoneh Esrei hasn't ended yet. So for him, he has a right to correct it by going back to Baruch Aleinu, not to the beginning, at the beginning. If this guy after shechotzim shemayet tefilah, kadem shehizchol v'tzei, near a shomer b'sit alamoter l'racha kach amr v'tzei. Okay, so here we have the same argument that we said before, according to the opinions which you can. As long as you have a start of the next bracha, you may add in. So the same way, if a person finished the second bracha, he could add Masha Baruch Amar Negoshem after Baruch Atah Hashem Achayim Meisim, and he could add in Yalav Yovei after Machaz Ishkin Asol Tziyon. So he could add in Masei Talamotar after he finished Shema Tefilah. He didn't say Baruch Aleinu. So no problem. I'll say it in Shema Tefilah. He forgot in Shema Tefilah. He said Baruch Atah Hashem Shema Tefilah. Then he realizes that he forgot Sein Talamot HaLevroch. So he'll add it right now. And over here, that makes a lot of sense. Because remember the criteria that we had was, listen, this is questionable, this idea, that you can add it right now after the Brocha, you said the Brocha. But we're Samech, I'd rather be Samech on that Shita, you can add it right now, that force you to say multiple Brochas of Atal. So if you hold, I can't add it now, I have to go back to Baruch HaLeinu. Behold, I could add it now. I add it now. And that's it. So obviously, in that situation, I'm going to rely again. I will again rely on that sheet that you can add it now. Mishabura Tezayin Shoyal, Mishamayat Tefillah, Rotzalim Rebircha Shemayat Kalenu. Shemayat Tefillah means the Bracha Shemayat Kalenu. Kaidim Kiyato Shemayat Tefillah Asam Chayisu Barachamim. Shemasukenas Lisha Bo Kala Bakashas. Shemayat Tefillah was to be a general place to ask for all of your needs. Kiyakamam Sima Kufitas. Abel Haskarish Mashabur Ruach. So the Mishnah Berurah is grappling with, why don't you say that the fellow could correct Mashiv Ruach, the lack of Mashiv Ruach, in Shemayat Tefillah? If this is a catch-all bracha, so add it right now. No, because you could add right now requests. Because this is a bracha of a request. You can't add praise into a bracha of a request. It doesn't work. So, Mashi Baruch Hu Negoshim was meant to be a praise, though it shall not to be a bakash. Karamanenu, the Sheilach Amorim Anenu, Vimloy Amorim Machzirnu Soy Mashen Gamanenu. So, Sheila is more of Sheila for rain, and the time that halacha requires that you have to say it is more significant than the lack of anenu in a fast day. Harai, if you forgot anenu, you forgot anenu. If you forgot to tell Malzul Ibrocha, you got a problem. So therefore, it goes first. Yudkeska Kurum Dama, who are the Nimroga Loimer Takanunim, Vesim Takanuna, Vomra Akram Posakidrotsun. So a person normally does say takanunim. So if he realizes during the takanunim, add it now, or should be not add it now. Go back to baruch leto, as opposed to back to the beginning of daven. But this person has normally adds bakashas and he finishes bakashas. Okay, so then you're in the same situation, and that's indicated by the posik of yilrotzer. So again, the point is, it's not that you step back. Even before you step back, as soon as you basically said, "I'm done," as Chad, right? You don't seem to feel that you're going to be the Hashem Sarim Garli. As soon as you said that, you're done. Not at it anymore. Okay. Then he said, if he realizes after he finished Shema Tefillah, so he says it before it's said. Fine. So Mr. said like this. Hey, Yois, this idea of adding after the bracha. Bracha to Hashem, whether you can do that or not. So we said, listen, I understand, but I'd rather rely on that than make you go back all the way to the, you know, whatever. Fine. But what about if I have a way to make it that that's not the issue? What's that? The person said, all the person said so far is bracha to Hashem. So they say, oh, wait, he's finished the bracha, so now Karnas HaMashanim is too late to fix. Karnas HaMashanim, you could fix it now, as long as he hasn't started the next bracha. So why don't we just say that he hasn't finished the bracha yet? Well, you can't just stop to say bracha to Hashem. It's Hashem Shemayim Vatolo. So say it like a pasuk, bracha to Hashem, l'dinu chukecho. Right? So now, you haven't finished, in our scenario, you haven't finished Shema Kolenu yet. He didn't say bracha to Hashem Shemayat Tefillah. He said bracha to Hashem with an Denu Chukecho. So what's that? I don't know. It's not the bracha at the end of the end. So you haven't finished the bracha of Shemayat Tefillah. Because when if you realize by bracha to Hashem you say Lam Denu Chukecho. So you have a half second million bracha. Okay, no, but that's an ironness. We have no other eitzah for you. And now, let's add, we say, tell them what the bracha, like you're supposed to in Shema Tefillah, and then you continue, and then you say, bracha to Hashem, Shema Tefillah. Okay, and that was the Bir Lacha we said before, that in case where I have an option, it's because we're showing them whether you can add afterwards. If I have a way to make it that's not afterwards, by manipulating his words, that it's not afterwards, because you didn't finish the bracha yet. You said, bracha to Hashem, not bracha to Hashem, Shema Tefillah. So, I say half sick, but that's still better than the other option. Let's hold it here.